Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Obama revealed that he's tested positive for COVID-19 and has had a scratchy throat for a couple of days. First Lady Michelle Obama tested negative. Ukrainian President Zelensky warns it's only a matter of time before Russian missiles strike a NATO country, amid reports that Russia's invading forces have escalated airstrikes over western Ukraine. A military base roughly 10 miles from the Poland border was struck by multiple missiles over the weekend, killing nearly three dozen souls and wounding an estimated 134. President Zelensky, in a recorded message, explains Russia's goal for its former Soviet bloc lands.
The invaders in the Kherson region are trying to repeat the notorious experience of the formation of pseudo-republics. Blackmail local leaders, put pressure on deputies, look for someone to bribe.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Mainland China is facing its worst COVID-19 outbreak since the height of the pandemic in 2020, forcing another lockdown. Shenzhen, the biggest city in the manufacturing hub, told all businesses not involved with essential public services to suspend production or have employees work from home starting today. The city, sometimes called China's Silicon Valley, has shut down public transportation and began a third citywide round of testing. William Hurt, an Oscar-winning actor with a long tenure since 1980, has died. His son Will made the announcement saying, on March 13, 2022, 1 week before his 72nd birthday, his father had died.
Do you really think that eating this avocado will make you spoiled and weak? Enjoy what life offers you.
Most reports are saying William Hurt died of natural causes. Many people around the world watched a safe flyby of Earth by a bus-sized asteroid on Sunday. The Virtual Telescope Project live-streamed asteroid 2022 ES-3, which passed by our planet just slightly within the orbit of the Moon. USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
President Trump made his way to Palmetto State Saturday night to speak at a rally in Florence, South Carolina.
Under Joe Biden, America is neither feared nor respected. There has never been a time where our country has been treated the way it is right now. Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world. Never been a time like it. Meanwhile, you have warmongers like this crazy Liz Cheney, she's a nut job. And Adam Kinzig, you ever see him? He gets on television, he cries all the time. He starts crying, I don't know. Governor, is that an actor? Is he serious? He's crying all the time. We call him crying, Adam Kinziger. And the other neocons who have never found a war that they did not want. And by the way, we got everything we wanted. We didn't have to go to war. They don't mind our soldiers and other people and other soldiers from other countries dying. They don't think about that. In the name of democracy, they destroyed Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan. I brought our soldiers back home, leaving a trail of devastation and suffering. Rarely has the world seen anything like it.
American journalist Brent Renaud was shot and killed by Russian forces in the town of Irpin in Ukraine's Kyiv region, and another journalist was wounded this weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, all morning we've been sounding the alarm that America must get ready. I mean, all that we're seeing that's happening in our society, it all points to a very dangerous portal that we're going through. And this is being done to us. We have participated willfully because we have listened to the wrong people. We have believed in our institutions that we've grown up with, and we have found them all to fall short. Now, maybe some of you have said, okay, well, you know, it's just too much. I just don't want to deal with it. Well, look it. You're going to have to deal with it either today or tomorrow. And like that old Pennzoil commercial says, you can pay me now or pay me later. Be warned now that if we do not make the investment, that by the time it comes to be later, you may not have the wherewithal. It may be too late. This is how pernicious this is. With us right now is Tom Rigsby. He's the executive director of American Contingency. He brings 14 years of military service, over 30 years of business experience to the company. Tom, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, Tom, you have, you know, since coming out of the military, and as you started to see the signs, you've been on top of the roof. You've been everywhere you go with a megaphone, you know, like a modern-day Paul Revere, warning that the British are coming. In this particular case, it's not the British, but it's a one-world government that's coming. And you got to understand that America has been sold out along the way. It is not the America that you and I grew up with, or you and I went in the military to defend, is it?
No, it certainly is. And, you know, things change. I think the old saying goes, the only thing that stays the same is change. But, you know, one of the things that we do with American Contingency is we look at the cause. We're more focused on how to prepare and how to respond, but we have to keep we have to remain aware and diligently observe what the causes are so that we can predict when those things come around. So we do address both halves of that equation.
Yes. Well, right now, we see the threat of cyber attacks. Certainly, all you got to do is go to the gas tank. You see runaway fuel prices. Most people think, okay, well, I'm doing this. I'm paying an extra dollar or two for gas for the people in Ukraine. My heart is out, you know, for all their suffering they're going through. And they have been led to believe that this is their contribution to the war effort, right?
Well, they have. And, you know, the reality is that the United States is number one or number two, depending on which list you look at, one of the leading oil producers in the world. And we only get somewhere around 7% of our oil resources from Russia. So this idea that this war is what is driving our prices, that war alone is what is driving our prices higher. It's just the misdirection that's going on. But you're absolutely right about cyber threat also. All of these, I mean, if you take a step back and you look at these and you say, okay, if I wanted to weaken an enemy, how could I do that? And the very best way to do that is from within, right? So if bad actors can have us focused on not having any food in the grocery store, paying three times the amount for the food that is there, paying ever-increasing amounts for our gas, we're going to be far less concerned about what's going on outside the country. And I think there's a lot of that going on here in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I think we're realizing this, whether we're talking about COVID, 2.5 years of experience. I tell my kids all the time, my audience hears this, that, experience defines preference. It also gives you knowledge. And we look back and all that we've gone through with COVID, and we see that there was little substance to this. It scared the holy what have you out of people, and it demonstrated to the powers that be how compliant we would become and how we would follow their rules. But now the jig is up, and the American people particularly have got to exercise some discretion here and, some follow-up knowledge to say, look at, I was stupid in a way to believe them. I did something that was out of my character. I did not question them, and we've been told time and again, I mean, since our first civics class, Tom, that we are to question government. That is our right and responsibility to do that. And we didn't. And here we are. 2.5 years later, with some of our kids not knowing anything but a mask. I mean, it's pretty scary how they've been oriented, and I would say reoriented, in a way that would make them compliant to the cause of the state.
Well, I would point out to your listeners that, in military principles, there are these things called probing attacks. And a probing attack is just a small attack designed to find out what the response is going to be. And I look at a lot of things. I look at COVID. I look at some of the cyber things that have been going on for the last couple of years. Colonial Pipeline shut down, a few months ago. That clearly showed signs of being a state-sponsored attack. So all of these things, they're testing. And they're seeing what the response is going to be, what the most effective, it's just like marketing, what is the most effective thing that you can do, and then do more of that.
Exactly.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. And we just have to keep our eyes open to see what's really going on.
Well, and to your point, this is why what happened in the 2020 elections, for example, it was not one and done. I mean, look, we got a midterm coming up, and this is going to be quite telling as to how this plays out. And I don't think the Democrats and the reigning powers to be are going to want to give up something that they've got a stranglehold on right now, regardless of an inept president. And I say inept on the surface. We may look at it that way, but people need to understand Joe Biden is a man with a plan, or he's being controlled by men with a plan or women with a plan. Regardless, I mean, you can't sit there and go through all that we've gone through to say, hey, all we need to do is become energy independent, and this is going to solve a lot of problems, and ignore that and just flat out say, no, we're just going to still go back and we're going to buy Russian oil, right? Like, that's the answer.
Well, I think what we have to do, Bill, is look at a broad range of potential threats. Today we're talking cyber and fuel. It might be food security later. It might be job security later. But we have to look at those threats, come up with a mitigation plan that works for us, and then implement that plan.
I want to talk more about that, because we've talked a lot about, what is at our door. But how do Americans get prepared and have a counter strategy You know, in much the same way, I think that Putin underestimated what's going on in Ukraine. The Ukrainian people and the forces there had a counter strategy and has stopped Putin in a way that he thought was going to be a two-day project. You know, a weekend excursion has turned into, you know, a week and weeks and counting, right? We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Tom Rigsby, the Executive Director of American Contingency, right after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Tom Rigsby continues with us, Executive Director of American Contingency. Tom had mentioned earlier about food insecurity. We see what's, you know, that's already happening. I mean, you can see what's going on just by inflation. We see the threat of what's going on in Ukraine. Here they are, the breadbasket of Europe. And they control, what, 34% of the wheat. We see the prices already being reflected in the marketplace. And, oh, yeah, by the way, have you noticed the price of fertilizer and how that's been going up? I talked to a friend over the weekend, said that, you know, his farm was, I think they spent last year about $12,000 for fertilizer. Now it's $50,000. So all signs, Tom, is that, you know, the cost of food, like everything else, is going to go up. And that means some are going to have and some are going to be without.
Yeah, you're right about that, Bill. And, you know, one of the things that we do is we monitor the events across multiple categories to try and help our member network accurately predict what is most likely to happen for them and just be able to see what is really going on. Let me give you a quick example with the cyber threat and how that turned into a second and third order impact. Most people don't understand, but there are only four or five major food distributors in the United States. You've got the Cisco's, the PFG's, U.S. Food, those sorts of companies. It would only take a denial of service or a hacking attack against one of those companies to take out a third to a quarter of the food distribution in the country, right? And it doesn't have to be a massive attack. It can be a very small, focused attack, just like the Colonial Pipeline I mentioned a few minutes ago.
That's exactly.
That's distribution to the whole eastern seaboard, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what we do is we monitor that to keep our member network informed, but then we help them say, okay, what is the most likely impact to me? And what can I do to mitigate that impact? And in the case of food security, you know, it's things like being able to grow your own food. And again, you don't have to supply your whole menu, just supplement, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can set aside some extra food, things like that. But you're right, the fertilizer is kind of a second or third order impact example as well. Combined with the rising price of fuel, what it takes for commercial farmers to actually grow the food and get it into the grocery store, the food that does make it there is going to be significantly more expensive this year.
Wow. Well, this is the reality of the world in which we live in. And then what happens, Tom, is that the power mongers are going to find a way to control that to where they can make its citizens compliant, right? I mean, in much the same way as they do in China and these other oppressive governors, Russia, and certainly North Korea, right?
Well, I think we've already seen it, and we can look at COVID as an example. Hey, we're not going to tell you that you can't fly. You just have to follow these rules to be able to fly. We're not going to tell you that you can't, you know, shop and buy groceries at your favorite grocery store. You just have to follow these rules to be able to do that. And, you know, for people who are self-reliant and independent and liberty-minded, following some of those rules is not something that they want to do. You know, you were speaking earlier with a guest, the increase in homeschooling where parents are just pulling their kids out of the public school because they just don't agree with what's being taught there. I think that's another great example of how the goal is compliant strategy is being played out.
It's a bit like the canary in the landmine, isn't it? When you look at you take an example, like you say, homeschooling. I mean, it's up, you know, whereas before maybe about 1%, now 10% and counting. You know, people are realizing, parents are realizing that, you know, they have got to be more proactive and take charge of their children's education because, you know, the idea of reading, writing, and arithmetic seems to be substituted by you know, a language and an education indoctrination of compliance.
Yeah, and I agree with you, and I think that what we have to do, just as I was mentioning about food security, even if we can't, if we're not in a position where we can take our kids out of school and homeschool them, we can become more involved. We can understand what they're being taught. We can read the textbooks that they, you know, that are being shared with them and take a more active role. I think, you know, part of the thing that we emphasize at American Contingency is find ways to mitigate the risk. If we can eliminate it, that's great. You know, if you can grow 100% of your food, that's fantastic. You're not dependent on anyone else. But that's not reality for the majority of people. But if you can find a way to mitigate that, right? if I teach my kids half of what they need to know, then the other half and the critical thinking part that needs to go on in school, they're less susceptible to that indoctrination.
Exactly. Well, I want to get back to this issue of a cyber attack and food insecurity and what would happen. I mean, we've had all kinds of models, and I'm a little skeptical only because sometimes these models, like COVID, you know, the COVID models came out, and unfortunately you've got to look and see and understand who is it that's doing the models. If it's the Imperial College of Europe, which is the same people that gave us the climate change models, then to me they lose some credibility. I don't want to pay as much attention to them. But still, you know, be discerners of information and critical thinkers in such a way to where you understand that if we get hit with a cyber attack, I mean, the whole idea of food insecurity and what this would do, I mean, this would really drastically cut back the life expectancy of people just here in America alone, would it not?
It would, Bill, and I think we only have to look back a few years to the Hurricane Katrina to see what the reality on the ground would be like if there were no food. I was in the Texas Guard at the time. We spent a significant amount of time supporting the people who were trying to get out of New Orleans and the southern Louisiana area. And there were some desperate people on those buses. And, you know, if we put ourselves into a position, we allow ourselves to be put into a position where there's no food or there's limited food at the grocery store. You know, statistically, we know that the average American household has enough food for 3 days. Well, 3 days won't get you through a long power outage.
Yes.
Right? And so that's the kind of thing that we encourage our members to do is, yes, be aware of what the threats are, but what are the impacts to me if the power goes out? Right? How long can I feed my family? And if I'm beginning to run out of food, what should I do? Where should I go? How should I prepare for that? But I think the reality on the ground is that the vast majority of Americans are not prepared for that, even for 72-hour survival.
Exactly.
And we've got to do more to help them be prepared.
Exactly. Tom, what stands out for me is that you saw the faces of these desperate people. And I'm sure that stays with you and motivates you for all the great work you're doing. I watched people hanging onto an airplane in Afghanistan as it was taking off for dear life. And, of course, we know what happened to them. You imagine the desperation that they had to take that kind of risk to hold on to a plane as it's taking off because they wanted and needed to get out of the country. Their very survival counted on that. And we see it as something that is so distant and it's hard to relate to here in America because we have traditionally been the land of the free and the home of the brave. But just because we have been doesn't mean that we will always be, does it?
It does not. It's fortunate that the majority of Americans have not had to face that. It's unfortunate. But it has lulled us into a sense of normalcy and complacency so that we are not as self-sufficient as our grandparents were. I mean, they would not have been as impacted by this as we will be.
Without a doubt. Tom Rigsby, again, remind everybody what we need to do to where we need to go to get prepared, get on the road of preparation.
Hey, thanks, Bill. It's a journey. There's no quick checklist, but there is a site to help. Just go to AmericanContingency.com, and we'll help you from there.
Tom Rigsby has been our guest, the Executive Director of American Contingency. Thank you, Tom.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy. Only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Obama revealed that he's tested positive for COVID-19 and has had a scratchy throat for a couple of days. First Lady Michelle Obama tested negative. Ukrainian President Zelensky warns it's only a matter of time before Russian missiles strike a NATO country, amid reports that Russia's invading forces have escalated airstrikes over western Ukraine. A military base roughly 10 miles from the Poland border was struck by multiple missiles over the weekend, killing nearly three dozen souls and wounding an estimated 134. President Zelensky, in a recorded message, explains Russia's goal for its former Soviet bloc lands.
The invaders in the Kherson region are trying to repeat the notorious experience of the formation of pseudo-republics. Blackmail local leaders, put pressure on deputies, look for someone to bribe.
USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go. Great place, by the way. You get to download absolutely free all these podcasts. If you want to turn them in podcasts, that's it. You know, they come to you as audio files that you can listen at your own convenience. We're not about 8-second sound bites. I mean, we were able to go deep with these experts so that you can have greater knowledge and be prepared for what is inevitable, because it is coming, ladies and gentlemen, and we're trying to say, I mean, this whole morning has taken on a temperament and kind of a patina of you got to get ready, people. You have to get ready. And maybe the first step is to say, how ready am I? You know, what would happen if? And just give yourself, you know, just a minor exercise and a walkthrough of what would you do if you could not access your bank account any longer. If in fact, what Joe Biden had signed into effect with this executive order to set the stage for a global currency, what is that going to look like? And how many days will it take before you have access to your cash? I mean, forget about cash, because you can't have cash, because cash gives you independence. And they, when I say they, the globalists, those that are even controlling the United States of America more and more, as you can see, do not want us. And I know you probably think, gosh, Martinez, you've just gone totally tinfoil hat on us. It's just I'm seeing these signs, and I'm very concerned. And as we were talking with Tom, it's very dire. Kathy Harris joins right now. We need to take a little bit of a break here, okay? I believe that, in my music days, as in everything else, you got to have peaks and valleys, okay? And you got to be able to, you know, kind of ride this out. If we keep pounding, you know, the seriousness of what we're faced with, we're going to overwhelm you and brain bruise you, but we need to give you a little bit of a break. And so just for fun, we have Kathy Harris with us. She's a former Oak Ridge Boys marketing professional. She wasn't busy enough, so she decided, well, I think I'm going to start, writing Christian suspense novels. Why not? Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I'm so glad to be with you.
So the boys, they just said, hey, look at, they said, you need a break because sitting there managing the Oak Ridge Boys has got to been a lot of fun as a marketing professional for them.
It's just excellent, but I will tell you, I still do that.
Okay.
Traveling
all right.
Like 150 days a year and doing shows, and I write on the side.
Yeah, right. So what do you do as a marketing professional for the Oak Ridge Boys?
Wow, you mentioned hats a minute ago. I wear a lot of hats. I help coordinate PR, and I coordinate the artwork, and I work with the record label, and I work with the promoters, and I do a lot of things. It's a lot of fun.
So you're in charge of the brand, basically, right?
That's a really good description, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because, being in marketing myself, I understand the significance of a brand and how precious and important that is, and it requires vigilance. So I just want people, to get an inside track. I mean, they hear Oak Ridge Boys marketing professional. They say, wow, how cool. What all does that involve? And it's quite interesting. It's not, just being on the bus going with the boys. I mean, it's a lot more than that.
It's changed through the years, and you're going to have to forgive my Tennessee allergies here this morning. It has changed through the years a lot, and every time I felt not challenged, they would throw something else at me. The world of video came along, and I had to learn that, which it was a lot of fun. So then the online happened, and so we have social media, and I've actually really enjoyed being challenged.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet. What a great opportunity. And so then you say on the side, you started writing, and I got to imagine, with all that's involved in a sense, managing the brand for the Oak Ridge Boys, that, you're probably hard pressed to find time to write, but you made the time.
Well, it is a lifetime commitment to work with them, and they're like family, Bill. I've been with them for 40-something years. But the writing is cathartic for me. It's something I've wanted to do since I was a little girl. I almost felt called to do since I was a little girl. And so now I've been blessed with four books. The fourth one comes out in November.
Wow. Okay. And then so this one here, Deadly Connection, is I was told this was the second book in the series, or did I misread this?
No, you are correct. It is the second book in the series. The first book I had was a standalone women's fiction book.
Mm-hmm. And so what drew you to this, to this title and to this genre?
Always read a lot of, well, Christian fiction is what I've traditionally read, and I've always read a lot of suspense. So actually my agent and my editor both said, why don't you pick up some Christian fiction, romantic suspense instead of the women's fiction? And I tried it, and it's been kind of interesting. It's different because I have three threads to pull together in one plot. I have to do the faith element, which comes very natural for me. I have the romance element, and then I have the suspense element.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about The Deadly Secrets, the series, and particularly this novel, this installment that you're giving us today.
This book, Deadly Connection, it takes place in Nashville. All my books take place in Nashville. And unfortunately, the subject is human trafficking. But while I wanted the book to be entertaining, and I feel it is because there are a lot of lighthearted characters and scenes in the book, I wanted to call attention to the fact that human trafficking is more significant in our country than most people realize.
Exactly. We've been talking, about human trafficking since we started this radio show over 12 years ago, and then it was only to a certain level. People weren't even, you know, didn't even realize that there was organizations that were supporting these young girls and young men as well, and human trafficking since then has grown exponentially. And of course, having open borders to the south has not, helped the matter in a way in terms in resolving it. It's only exacerbated the human trafficking issue, hasn't it?
I agree with that. One of the things that I did stay away from the international human trafficking in the book, though, because I wanted to let people know that there's human trafficking that takes place for example, in Tennessee, in every zip code, and it could be a family that's close to you. It's not always international. Sometimes it's the kid that was born down the street, and they were raised in an at-risk situation, or they became emotionally not fulfilled, and sometimes they get led into this.
Yeah. No, we've read stories, Kathy, of, as you say, families struggling, having a hard time, and the kids are sold. They're sold off, and for a parent to sell their child, understanding that they're, you know, entering into, a very pernicious and insecure deal, but it's just that they're so desperate, they're willing to sell their children. I know you don't deal with international, but I was just reading a story where a Muslim parent had to sell off their 8-year-old child, and the statement that the father made to the 50-something-year-old man that was picking her up, who had purchased her, said, "Don't hurt her. Please don't hurt my daughter." Can you imagine?
You know. No, I can't. It's shocking, quite honestly. And I try not to get into the gritty details in the book. I do try to keep it lighthearted, but I want people to be aware that it is happening around us somewhat.
Well, as we know, as people of faith, the human element can be so evil. But for the grace of God, and but for a commitment to Jesus, and this is what happens, and how bad it can be, and I don't know, Kathy. I don't know if we knew the whole story, maybe that would cause us all to, you know, run to the cross all that faster. I don't know, but it is heartbreaking. There's no doubt about it. We've got more from Kathy Harris on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Okay, that's our encouragement to you. Don't lose hope. Maybe you just haven't seen it. It's kind of like that old saying, Kathy Harris, that I used to have this this saying in my office. I changed it. It said, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I changed it. I took the out and I put in his, when you take your eyes off of his goal. And here's where we are today as people of faith, is we really have to align ourselves with God's will and his kingdom that is coming. In spite of all the crazy stuff that's happening out there, there is a day that's coming soon and very soon in God's order of things where the true one world government will take place and there'll be no more pain. And we all wait for that day, but meanwhile, we must, like Jesus, be about the Father's business, do we not?
Me, and I believe the truth for everybody, is that's what gives me peace. If I take my eyes off him, I don't have peace. And if I look at what's going on in the world, I don't have peace. So it's part of what we need to do to get ourselves through.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like in my devotions this morning, my study, I was reading about, the children of Israel that were being bitten by snakes, right? And and God tells Moses, construct a pole and put a bronze snake on it, and the people that look up and watch and see that snake will be healed from the poisonous snakes. And of course, we read that today in modern context and see that it represents Christ, because Christ drew reference to it as well in the New Testament and said, the sign for you will be that like the snake in the desert, the Son of Man will be raised up, and for those that see the Son of Man on the cross, that they will be healed. And here we are, in today's context, with all that we're dealing with, this war and the heartbreak that's happening in Russia and Ukraine, what's happened with COVID, other emerging threats, human trafficking, we look to the cross And it is the cross that gives us the confidence that we are overcomers of sin and death, are we not?
I agree with you. And, you know, you reminded me of something. I thought about one of the old gospel songs, "My Your Redemption Draweth Nigh." Music is such a cathartic thing for us as well, to draw us closer to Him and to take our mind off the world.
Well, you know, and the fact of the matter is, whenever I hear that, we're always drawing nigh to our redemption, are we not? I mean, it's just like, okay, what door do you want to open up here, you know? And because every day we're a day closer, one way or another, we're a day closer to Jesus coming in the clouds with the angels to come and get His chosen ones. And every day we're closer to that that final battle in Armageddon and the final chapter of Revelations. And I believe most people, I think most people understand vaguely, even vaguely, that that day is coming. They just probably, in much the same way that they had hoped that the Christ would come, they just kept thinking, well, He's not showing up, you know. And and just like when Moses was on the mountain for 40 days, they said, well, we don't know what happened to that Moses guy. So now we're going to get distracted and we'll just, you know, throw some stuff in the fire and see what pops out. And that'll be our new God, right?
Yeah, you know, but interestingly, I think what's happening in the world makes us yearn for it even more. I mean, it's kind of the odd little twist that we're all really taking our eyes away from what's here, and we're looking for that. We're eager.
Well, as and I get, you know, to me, and this is what I shared with other people, Kathy, is that in the midst of persecution is when revival comes. And before revival, it's repentance, because we get to this point where it's so severe we realize it's out of our control, that, you know, we don't have the answer. So then we, you know, because I've shared this with many people and people I've spoken with, and said, you know, I find it quite interesting that as things happen, have you realized how many people instinctively look up? And I want to ask them, I go, why are you looking up? And the reason they're looking up
for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, they showed some video. There was something that was going on kind of weird in Japan, something happening weird in the skies. And they showed people just all looking up in the sky. Go, what are you looking for? You know, and it was just something. It wasn't just what was happening in the sky, but it was something that was affecting, you know, their world immediately. And there's just some natural. And I think that it is that God-given insert that's part of our DNA that says that we must worship. We're designed to worship God, even though we may find other things to distract us. But it's not genuine. And down the road, we understand it's not genuine. And then we find ourselves singing, you know, Peggy Lee's song, "Is That All There Is?" Right. So,
right.
You know, and so this is one of the things that I'm starting to observe more and more, is that people are, you know, looking up. And I think that's a good thing, because this is all a precedent for things to come. And though we have people, I'm praying for revival. I go, yeah, we got to pray for repentance first, because that's the first thing that must come. You have to have repentance before revival, right? And that's when you get squared away with God and you humble yourself and say, okay, Lord, you know, I've really messed this up. And you begin to see this as a holy, awesome God that He is, as He sees it. And then get ready, because then God will be about His business in a dramatic sort of way.
I agree. I think when we realize just how good God is and how good He's been to us, I honestly praise Him more in the hard times than in the good ones. I think we all do, because He's gotten us through those hard times. And I think that's what it takes to fall on your knees and be humbled.
Right. Well, back to your book, if we can. Obviously, we need to talk about these things. And as I said, you know, we've got to go where the Holy Spirit leads. That this second book in this Deadly Secret series, you know, as you mentioned, it's based in your hometown of Nashville, which I think is quite interesting. But it really makes it quite relative, doesn't it?
Funny enough, enough, I was told when I started to focus on writing in 2000 that books that in the Nashville music business probably wouldn't be successful. And God's perfect timing said, you know what, you just hold on a minute. And so Nashville has become a hot spot. And I sometimes laugh when I'm kind of a voluntary member of the Nashville Chamber of Commerce, because I do write about some fun places in Nashville in the book. And, you know, it's a fun setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I was hoping, by the way, I had a friend said, oh, whatever you do, make sure you see the Glen Campbell Museum. I didn't get a chance to get down there. The last time I was able to go through the Johnny Cash Museum. So that is there. And, you know, and I'm looking forward to that, because I was able to see Glen Campbell on his final tour. And it was such a blessing, because I did see Glen Campbell early on when he did his variety show. I was in the audience one time to see him perform in his audience. And so I've been very blessed. So I saw him at the beginning and pretty much near the end, and it was really a blessing. So I'm looking forward to check that out. So, but there's lots to see in Nashville.
There is. It's a fun city, and it's changed so much since I moved here in '73. It was a meet and three kind of a place, and now you can get food, you know, cuisine from all over the world here. But it's still kind of a meet and three barbecue, hot chicken kind of a place.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's no lack for good eating in Nashville. We know that. I always have a great time there, and I look forward to come back. And, of course, you were just there for NRB. We were talking about that earlier. That's the National Religious Broadcasters Convention that they hold annually. You know, we always enjoy it when we can come to Nashville, because it's so rich in history, and it's always fun to get around people of faith who we can share stories and talk about all the great things that God is doing in each of our lives, right?
Yes, it's wonderful to be with people of like mind. It's just refreshing.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Well, in Deadly Connection, as with your previous works, you have combined a plot that runs deep in the Nashville music industry. I mean, like, why not, right?
Well, it's what I know. And so there's still a lot of research that goes into a book, but I have a music business element in every book, large, small, it depends on the book. But this one had quite a bit, because the heroine is actually a songwriter. So.
Mm. Well, good. So do the boys ever come to you and say, hey, how come you're not writing about me specifically? And then you got to make up a story and say, well, that was kind of about you.
I actually have mentioned them in the book. There's a dog named Orphelia in the book, which is one of their songs.
Oh, so you say, hey, here, you got credit. Okay, so chill out just a little bit here. Yeah.
Doug Bonzel has been one of my biggest supporters. In fact, I'm actually his literary agency, and, you know, agent. And he has, you know, the prolific writer himself, so.
Well, and as Kathy says, certainly, and if you haven't gathered by now, her writing is an extension of her faith. Deadly Connection is a story about human trafficking, as we mentioned, but it also is a book about faith, hope, and second chances. Boy, I'll tell you, that is something that we all long for. And the one to give us the second, third, maybe up to the 77 times 70 is God Almighty himself. Right, Kathy?
Amen. Absolutely.
Well, Kathy Harris, thank you so much for coming on the show. Congratulations on the series. And now what, you've got part three coming up a little bit later on this year. Is that right?
Hey, Deadly Conclusion comes out on November the 2nd. And they can go to KathyHarrisBooks.com if they want to know more.
Excellent. Kathy Harris, thank you so much. All the best to the boys, by the way. Okay, pass it on to them.
I'll tell
like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of